Hi everyone, it's Jo again. Three in a row tonight. Last night on the VI Talk main Facebook group, or should I say the general Facebook group, not main, they're all main, they're all important. Brian Williams posted a link about an app called Office Lens. And it's a Microsoft app. Now, it's not designed for the visually impaired, but I thought I've got to look at this. Because KNFB Reader is now £99.99. Now, for a lot of people, that's a stretch. I certainly don't have it. I don't necessarily need it as much as some, because I live with two-sighted people. But, you know, it would be nice to have something where you could read something if you wanted to. So I checked out Office Lens, and actually, I'm quite impressed. It costs nothing. Now, the only thing with it is that you do need an email account that will allow you to log into Microsoft. So that means you need to like Hotmail, Outlook, Live, you know, Exchange, that kind of thing. So I didn't have one. Well, I do have one for work, but I didn't want to use that one. I wanted one of my own. So I opened an Outlook account. All you have to do is, well, I went on Safari. I had to put in my name, my surname, my date of birth, my phone number, a recovery email address, and what I wanted for my email address. So I just put in my name, because I know I'm not going to use it, because I've got plenty of email addresses at the moment. I had to do an audio capture, and I had to, it was 5 words that I had to listen to and type into the box, and it wasn't too difficult. I've certainly heard worse. So once you've got your email account set up, I mean, you may already have one, a lot of people do, you go into, well, you'll obviously need to download Office Lens. You go into it, and it runs through a few steps of what you can do with it, things like that, you know. So you get past that, and you will need to log in with your email account. So you'll need your password as well. Now, when you you can, I mean, I made the mistake. I thought, oh, I'll just see what it does, and you can do a picture without setting up your email account, but when you get to actually needing to save your picture somewhere to be able to read it, it asks you to log in. So make your account first if you don't have one. That would be my good advice. Okay, so Office Lens. Let's go into it.
Dot mail. 6 unread emails. Line phone connect. Office Lens. Move back. Office Lens.
Okay.
Catch up button.
So on your screen.
Catch up button.
You've got capture, which is where that's the button you're going to double tap on if you're a voiceover user to take your picture. Underneath that, you've got show menu list. Now, that's got things like settings. There isn't actually much in settings, I have to say. So let's have a look in the menu list. So you've got import. So you can import from other places.
Recent uploads. Button.
Recent uploads.
Settings. Send feedback. Button.
Send feedback.
Tell friends. Button.
Tell your friends.
Tell friends.
Which you may want to do after this.
Send feedback. Recent import. Camera. Hide menu list.
Camera. So hide menu list.
Hide menu list. Hide menu list. Button. Hide menu list. Button. Catch up. Button. Show menu list. Flash automatic. Button.
So I've got flash automatic, which I've got on.
Camera mode. Business card.
Adjustable. Now camera mode. You can have business card.
Business card. Photo.
Photo.
Document.
Document.
Whiteboard.
Whiteboard.
Whiteboard. Document.
So you need it on document for doing a standard piece of text. Apparently you can, now I haven't got any to try it with really, and I had one and I tried it and I was unsuccessful, so I didn't faff about because I wanted to do this demo. You have to excuse me, I've said this on the other two booms I've done tonight, but I'm getting over some kind of virus that's affecting my throat, and I lost my voice for about 5 days. It is coming back. I don't sound the best, I have to say. I'm a bit squeaky and a bit hoarse, so I do apologise if it's a bit difficult to listen to me. Okay, so you can apparently scan in a business card, take a picture of a business card and save it, and it will add it to your contacts. Now, I wasn't successful, so I don't know how easy that's going to be using VoiceOver, but if I give it another go, I'll let you know. So anyway, so I've got my camera above a document, okay? Now, actually, just so you know, this does do glossy paper as well, because I've got a political, well, I won't tell you what it is. I'll let you hear what it is. So, so it starts giving you audio instructions. If it says move back, it means you have to lift it higher off the page.
Move right.
Move right and move left, self-explanatory.
Move right. Move right. Move right. Move back. Move left. Move left. Move right.
Now, I've no idea if I've got this piece of text the right way up, you know.
Ready, double tap to catch up.
Right, okay, so it says ready, double tap to capture.
Ready, double tap to catch up. Catch up. Did.
So I double tap on the capture button.
Processing complete.
And it says processing image.
Double tap to crop and rotate this image.
And it says processing complete. Now, you can crop and rotate it. Now, I'm guessing if you can see, you'll see a bit. You'd be able to tell then if you wanted to adjust it. But, you know, if you're using VoiceOver, let's just go for it.
Done.
So I'm flicking from left to right. So after crop and rotate, there's done. So I'm going to double tap on done. Now it says export to. So so you got OneNote, OneDrive, Word. Now apparently if you put something in Word, it will allow you to make it into an editable document, and I haven't tried that yet, but that's really interesting.
PowerPoint,
PowerPoint, so you can use your documents for PowerPoint presentations.
Button.
Outlook.
Immersive reader. Button.
Immersive reader, which is what we want.
PDF. Button.
PDF.
Mail. Button.
Mail.
Photo library. Button.
Photo library.
Button.
And you can share it.
Share.
So
immersive reader.
We need to go back to immersive reader, so we're going to double tap on that.
Scanning text, ellipsis. Making the text easier to read and ready to be read out loud.
So it says making the text easier to read and ready to read out loud.
This is
immersive reader play. So we get a kind of play screen. You can touch the screen if you want to and read it with your own voiceover voice. But
skip forward.
You've got a skip forward.
Speed.
You've got a speed.
Rewind.
And you've got a rewind.
Double tap text. Button. Rewind. Play. Button.
So we're going to double tap on play.
Play. Over the last 3 years, Devon County
button.
Council has held public meetings throughout the county explaining the need to reduce public spending whilst protecting vital local services. Over 35,000 residents were asked what was important to them are their local communities, and the issues most frequently mentioned were to PRCT. The elderly, the young and the vulnerable. As a result of this feedback, we have been able to respond to local opinion by looking at solutions to save the
You don't want to listen to a Teignbridge Council manifesto, really, do you? Now, I noticed there it got a little bit wrong. It said PRCT. Now, that's it should be protect, I think. But I'm quite impressed for a free app how accurate it really is. And that was glossy paper. It's a leaflet that came through the door yesterday. Now, I've got a book here. Now, I think it's a science-y book, so it's probably one of Jodie's from school or something. So I'm going to just try this again for you. Now, what you have to do first, though, is, so you've got that, you can
skip forward, button, speed, button, skip, play, rewind, text, button.
So you see, you can read it with VoiceOver. You can close Immersive Reader. What I tend to do is go back, which is top left. And then you've got all your export to again. So I go back again. And where it said crop and rotate, and you've got your done button. You've got delete button on the bottom right. So I'm going to delete this because I don't need it. And it gives you the chance to retake.
You're about to delete this image.
It tells me I'm about to delete this image. Well, yes, I am.
Cancel. Button.
Cancel.
Delete. Button.
Delete. I'm going to double tap on delete to confirm that. Button. And that takes me back to the capture screen. Oh, I do apologise. So when you're doing the lining up, if it says move back, it means lift it higher off the page. Move left and right is self-explanatory. Move up means you need to move it away from you. And move down means you bring it towards you. Right, move left.
Move right. Ready, double tap to catch up. Ready, double tap to catch up. Document,
right,
process,
double
image.
Tapped.
Processing complete. Delete, button. Delete, camera, image. Done, button.
Double tapping on done.
Export to, there, button.
And I want to export to okay, immersive
button.
Reader.
PDF, immersive reader.
I'm guessing if you export to other places, it may just export it as a photo, whereas the immersive reader allows you to play it. And it's ready to play, so let's see what this has to say.
Any dioxide gas, soaps and detergents. Alkalis are good at dissolving oil and grease, so they are widely used in the manufacture of soaps and detergents. Most dirt is bound to skin, clothes, or eating utensils by grease. The grease makes it difficult to remove the dirt with water alone, because water, oil slicks and grease do not mix. A soap or accidents with oil tankers at sea detergent, such as washing up.
There you go. So I won't, play it all for you, but I think that's pretty accurate. So I'm really impressed with it. I'm interested to have a play with the Word document and see what it does with that and how accessible that will be. But just for the purposes of reading, I read a letter with it yesterday. It was a letter from the orthodontist, my daughter, and it read it perfectly. Every now and again, it'll get a tiny bit wrong, you know, sometimes with numbers, with the, you know, big numbers and things like that, it'll get it a bit wrong. But you can pretty much, you know, tell what it is. I was using it with a client today at work and showing her how to use it. And we were using some books and it was reading pages of books. Now, apparently you can scan up to 10 pages in a document at a time, which is really good. They say that if you're in a meeting or a presentation that you can actually take a picture of the whiteboard or something that someone's presenting, which is quite nice. So that's it. I'm really, really impressed with it, to be honest, for a free app. I know you've got to fiddle about, you've got to click done, and you've got to then go to immersive reader, and then you've got to hit play. So I know KNFB Reader reads it straight out as soon as you've taken your picture, which is great. But if you haven't got £100 to spare, I think this is a really useful free alternative. So well done, Microsoft, I say, for doing this. Now, it isn't designed, it's designed for anybody, you know, just as part of the whole Microsoft deal, I guess. But I have to say, well done to them. And thank you to Brian Williams for posting the link on VI Talk. Okay, if you've any questions, I'm happy to try and answer them. So feel free to get in touch. Happy reading your post and things like that. If you haven't got KNFB, then go for it. And let me know what you think. Okay, I will speak to you all soon.
13 minutes and pause recording button.